What do you call a woman who helps a childbirth who isn't a nurse?
Oh. Granny. Okay. But really, that's not the right name.
Well, okay. If that's what you granny. Call it, it's fine.
But it has another name, but I can't think right now.
If a person comes to the city, what might the country people call him behind his back? Okay. If a country person goes into town, what might the city people call him behind his back?
Country cracker.
Okay. How would you normally refer to a person whose skin is brown or black?
I would say a colored person.
Okay. And suppose you were angry with a colored person and thought he was very trifling and no good, how might you refer to him?
Well, I still would say a colored person. I still wouldn't call him a nigger or anything like that, like I have heard some people say.
Okay.
I don't think you should do that.
Okay. And how do you normally refer to a person that is a member of the race that we belong to?
You mean the...
The white... Oh. There you go. You know,
white people.
Okay.
We've got several Filipinos working at the hospital now. They're real nice, though.
Mm-hmm. And do you know any insulting words that members of other races might use to refer to white people?
Well, I really have heard some, but I can't think of them right off.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Cracker or redneck or physical?
Really?
Okay. Suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much and his young son carelessly broke it. You might say that the man got awfully what about it?
Angry.
Suppose you have been working very hard all day. By nighttime, you might say, man, I'm really...
I'm beat.
If a person has a sick feeling down here, you would say that he feels sick to his...
stomach.
Okay. And if the school nurse sent a little boy home early because he... Wait a minute. The school nurse sent a little boy home because he, what, at school? Referring to the question before that. The little boy, what, sick at school today?
Or he was sick at school.
Yeah, or he
didn't go to school.
Yeah, like let's say he was sick and so you'd say the little boy, blank, sick at school today. Would you ever?
What would you say? The little boy was nauseated at school today?
Okay.
Or something like that.
Okay. Let's see. What do you call a noisy, prankish celebration immediately after a wedding if some of the guests want to tease and embarrass the bride and groom?
Well, you're talking about a reception. Or you weren't talking about that.
Well, you know, no, I guess you really...
Of course, I know they do.
Because they do that there, too.
Of course, yeah. They get...
More specific, no, I guess.
Well, they're fixing up the car and throwing the rice and all stuff like that, but I don't know really what you call it.
What do some people call a spook to frighten children with? They might say to a child...